In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. You had to see this coming, didn't you? And Jesus, being God, really should have seen it too. I mean, what would you expect if you walk into a leper colony on purpose? And by the way, you'd have to do that kind of thing on purpose because there's no way you could just accidentally stumble into one of those God-forsaken places. They were really well marked, and for good reason. Then, instead of turning around when you notice your dreadful mistake, you press forward to get within earshot of the lepers and their cries for help. And on top of all of that, without demanding anything from anyone, you heal all 10 of them. Look at the thanks Jesus gets. One comes back. 10% respond. The other 90% Jesus never hears from again. They don't take a few minutes to jot an email, not even post a thanks on Facebook or Twitter, hashtag Jesus rocks. Nothing. They do exactly what Jesus says. They go, show themselves to the priest, and then they're gone. And by the way, the one who did say thanks didn't do what Jesus told them to do. He didn't even go to the temple to say and show himself to the priests. Everything gets so out of control with Jesus. Jesus really should learn a lesson from this kind of thing. You just can't go around indiscriminately healing and helping folks. You just can't give out gifts to everyone you meet. No organization that makes grants would ever just willy-nilly give things away. There have to be limits. Everyone knows that. Standards need to be written. Criteria need to be met. Promises need to be made and kept. Otherwise, very few are going to give thanks at all. Giving things away for free is a risky business. But then you already know that. Many times you give, and the gift goes completely unappreciated. There are even times when the precious things that you give away are abused, they're misused, they get lost, they even get totally neglected. But Jesus takes the risk anyway, takes the chance. He sets no conditions, he has no application form, he doesn't do any pre-health screening to see who deserves what. He simply heals all 10 of the lepers without condition, no questions asked. And then, in a mere 5 chapters later, he goes off to give away the greatest gift that he has to give, his life, in trade for the life of the world. His life for you so that you can really live. His life for me. His life for many, many people who couldn't care less that he's given them the only gift that really lasts forever, the forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. But that doesn't stop him. He gives it all away anyway. He gives healing to the lepers, sight to the blind beggar. He gives life to the widow's only son. And turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes with lots and lots of real butter. And real homemade, not from a canned pumpkin pie, to you and me. And more besides, a roof over your head, an iPad, or a tablet, a Lexus, or just a plain simple Honda, they both get the job done. 50-inch HD LED TVs, and the entertainment that comes along with them. A nice couch or something to sit on, body, soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, clothing and shoes, house and home, food and drink, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. All those things look like stuff we've worked hard to get, and we have. But then, where'd the skill you have, by which you earn your daily bread, where'd that skill come from in the first place? And so it is that he richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life, defends me against all danger, and guards and protects me from all evil. And all this he does out of pure fatherly divine goodness or mercy without any merit or worthiness in me. And on top of all of that, he gives to me, he gives to you, he gives to every soul who's ever lived a Good Friday earned absolution and an Easter Sunday justification besides, to everyone. And again, without any merit or worthiness in me or you. One does return to give thanks. A Samaritan. The disobedient one. The one you'd hardly expect. The outsider, the outcast, the disenfranchised. He somehow believes in Jesus. He has faith. And faith gives thanks. That's just what faith does. Faith praises God. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. The least likely of the ten to appreciate the gift is the one who does. And he knows who the giver is. With a loud voice, he glorifies God. He acknowledges the giver, Jesus, God in the flesh. Jesus had told the lepers to go and show themselves to the priests, which, of course, the nine lepers do, and the one thankful leper doesn't do. So, what's up with that? What's the right thing to do? Do you do what Jesus says and risk not seeing him again in order to say thanks? Or do you neglect what Jesus says and double back to thank him? The Bible is so confusing. Or is there something deeper going on here? Show himself to the priest is exactly what this one leper does. He shows himself to the only priest who really counts, to Jesus, our great high priest. The author to the Hebrews says, "We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man." The leper returns to the true tent, to the temple, where God dwells graciously on earth in the flesh and blood of his Son. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The leper returns to the priest. He returns to the temple. He returns to Jesus. This morning we benefit from the example of the Samaritan's faith and thanksgiving. This morning, like the Samaritan, we stand before Jesus. We stand before Jesus as we always do, as beggars with empty hands, with nothing to give, only to receive. To receive everything that he has to give as undeserved gift from him. Things of this life and of life eternal. Thanksgiving shows that we've heard the gospel. Thanksgiving shows that we have believed that Jesus risked everything for us and for our salvation. You know, Jesus doesn't need our thanks. He's really just fine without it. We're the ones who need to thank Him. It benefits us, not Him. The more we thank God the Father through Jesus Christ, His dear Son, the more we recognize how graciously He really does deal with us. Thanksgiving opens our hearts and minds to His hidden generosity. It increases our confidence. It adjusts us to His magnificent giving. It makes us more receptive to Him. No wonder the Apostle Paul urges us to present our requests to God the Father with thanksgiving. When we thank Him for all the blessings that we have received, we confidently ask Him for more and more, as dear children ask their dear fathers. And just like a dear father who's delighted to hear his children natter on and ask for more, He's delighted to hear our prayers. For the lepers, it was for healing. For you and me, it's certainly the things of this life, but it's especially the healing that comes through His word of total forgiveness. So rise up and go your way. Wait until after the closing hymn, though, please. Rise up and go your way. For anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come, and there's nothing more well than that. A blessed Thanksgiving to all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen.